This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Congress has been holding hearings this week on the massive personal data breach at Target and other retailers. Top executives have been answering questions on the Hill about how 70 million people had their personal data stolen. Today, executives and others are answering questions about data security in front of the House Subcommittee on Commerce, Manufacturing, and Trade. New Jersey Congressman Leonard Lance is on that committee, and we spoke to him before the hearings began this morning. Congressman Lance, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Beyond, you know, exploring this further and understanding further what happened, what do you think your body's role is in this issue?
We want to explore what the relationship should be between federal law enforcement and the private sector in tracking and responding to breaches in consumer information. And we want to know, how does the private sector interact with those at the federal level?
Now, I know, for instance, that some areas outside of the U.S. use much more stringent rules when it comes to security in credit cards. I mean, they carry chips in them and things like that. Are you a proponent of that kind of protection?
I'm certainly a proponent of examining whether we need to do that in this society. And we want to make the situation as seamless for consumers as possible. I'm sure that the companies involved want to get to the bottom of this as well, because it affects their bottom line.
Sometimes I worry, and I talk to people who worry, about the speed of government to react. Does this worry you as well?
I think the government has to be proactive in these matters, and I am confident that we will be able to fight through to victory on this, recognizing that it is our responsibility, working with companies, that we overcome the challenge.
But don't you worry sometimes just a little bit that 6 months from now you might have to have a hearing on a totally different kind of hacking because things have moved forward? You know what I mean?
It's absolutely true that Congress is up to date technologically. I assume this was true when automobiles were first present in our society. But Congress should not be afraid of these advancements. We must make sure that the American people are protected from those who would wish us harm, be they crooks or be it a matter of national security in other areas.
Congressman Leonard Lance of New Jersey is vice chairman of the Subcommittee on Commerce, Manufacturing, and Trade. Congressman, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope to speak with you again soon.